Good morning. And how good a morning is it that we can come and worship the Lord in this country that is free, that acknowledges Him, that gives us freedom to worship Him in this congregation and others around this country and this world. We are truly, truly blessed. Let's turn to Psalm 100. And I'll read that for you as soon as I get my glasses on, because without them, not going to be much hope. Okay, Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing, which we've done that already. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness is to all generations. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your word. Okay. This brief and very beloved psalm calls on all men to praise and worship the Lord. And that's what we should be doing. All men should be doing this. It's a form of sacrilege that in this country and in this world, men don't acknowledge Him for who He truly is. And because He is good. Even to those who do not yet acknowledge Him, think about that time before you knew Him. I do. He was good to rescue me. Because He is a loving God. Few people realize that the pilgrims who we celebrate now, not the pilgrims, but the God who is the God of the pilgrims, and the Thanksgiving that they celebrated, which was really, back when they celebrated, was called Forefathers' Day, that would annually occur on December 21st or 22nd. Several presidents, including George Washington, also designated one-time days as a Thanksgiving acknowledgement and holiday. But it was a lady who really got the ball rolling. It was Sarah Josephia Hale, who lobbied several of the presidents for the creation of a Thanksgiving Day and a national holiday to acknowledge that Thanksgiving. But all of her efforts were unsuccessful. But we know that the end of that story, there was a day that she was successful through a president in 1863. Anybody know who that would be? 1863? Boy, you'd have to be a good historian. It was Abraham Lincoln? Yep, that's right. It was Abraham Lincoln who made it a national holiday of Thanksgiving that we now celebrate every year. The current date of Thanksgiving was probably set by President Lincoln to somewhat correlate and acknowledge the anchoring of the boat, the Mayflower, at Cape Cod, which occurred on November 21st in 1620. The Bible says in Romans that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that's the condition of all mankind apart from Jesus. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I have a number of times asked individuals, well, have you ever sinned? Do you sin? And people will look to me straight in the face and tell me, no, I never sinned. I'm not a sinner. You know, what do they think they are? Of course we've all sinned. The smallest misstep in God's economy is sin. But he also made it a form of redemption for sin. The wages for sin, unredeemed, is death. And that death is an eternal death that we would suffer apart from God in everlasting, the Bible calls it everlasting darkness. I can't imagine anybody that is willing to risk that. Their future would be one of great discomfort for all eternity. So we have a loving God who made propitiation for that sin that we have all committed. He did what we could not do for ourselves. His love was manifest in that he was willing to suffer for us. You know, suffering is something that nobody wants to deal with, and Jesus did not really want to face the suffering of the cross himself, but he was willing to because it gave a way for mankind to be with him for all eternity in heaven. So the holiday of Thanksgiving is the perfect holiday, not only to acknowledge God's presence in our lives, but to thank him for the countless blessings he gives us, especially the blessing of eternal life. How great is our Lord that he loves us so much. How great is our Lord that he's willing and was willing to suffer and die to purchase a place for us, which he offers to us as a free gift for just acknowledging him as who he is. Just for acknowledging the truth of who he is. We would have the opportunity to be with him forever. So through Jesus, God acknowledges our special relationship. Thanksgiving, we should be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, think about that for a second. Peace that is incomprehensible. We can't even imagine peace that great. We can't even imagine a feeling in our spirits of such completeness, of such pure joy. But that's what he offers us. And he paid for it through great suffering on the cross, a willingness to die for our sins. So, think about Jesus when you think about the blessings of Thanksgiving. Think about all he did to accomplish what you give thanks for every day. And how much more we should be giving thanks for, but sometimes even ignore. How great is our God that he was willing to die for our sins, which are many. His love is so complete that it accomplished everything he purposed it for. Everything. A love so great cannot be denied. and in heaven will not be denied. For those who deny that love simply will not be there. And that's something I don't even want to contemplate. All the things God has provided, all the things of this world to be thankful for. And yet the greatest gift of salvation and eternal life came at a great price on the cross through Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not die but have eternal life. It's an easy thing we're called to do. No real suffering or effort on our part. He accomplished all that. He paid the price, so we don't have to suffer. How much love and how great a God do we have? Thanks be to God. So most of all, Thanksgiving does its job perfectly, doesn't it? We have this day and this time to remember to be thankful to God for sending his Son, Jesus, to give us victory eternal. When Jesus went to the cross, it wasn't for one day for us. Oh, here's a happy day for you. No. It's eternity with him. Enjoy peace with God for all eternity that he accomplished. How great is Jesus? How great is our God? What a great gift he gave us. Romans 3:23 says, "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." His great gift is confirmed in this verse and throughout the whole Bible. But it's very clear here. The free gift of God is eternal life. We have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, which he gave to us freely at great cost so that we could be with him for all eternity. Lord, at this Thanksgiving celebration, because it is a celebration and should be a celebration of Thanksgiving, we should celebrate every moment of every day we live, knowing that we're going to be with him in heaven. Woe to you who would deny that. Because that's the only criteria he asks, is that we believe and trust the work he did on that cross, that it was not for nothing, but it was for our eternal life, which he offers as a free gift to us. How great is our Lord? Thank you for your eternal goodness to me and to your church, all those who believe. See, not everybody sitting in these pews is part of the church. I don't care how many times you come here. The church is those who believe and trust in his work on the cross. That is the true nature of the church. Attendance at the weekly meeting is nice and should be done as an acknowledgement to him, but he really asks us to believe in him and the work he did on the cross. The love of Jesus Christ poured out through great pain and suffering for us so that we don't have to have that in our lives eternally. Jesus, thank you for continually providing for us our food, our shelter, our clothing, everything that we need, he provides. Whether we think we're going out and working and we earned it, He provides it. We're just doing what we should to acknowledge him in some small way. So we need to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. We live in a country where we are free to worship you. How great a country is this that acknowledges Jesus? Pray that it stays that way. Pray that your faith is real and fervent enough that it reaches into the hearts of the people around you so that this country has a future in Jesus. Thank you. Read your Bibles, because you have a source of truth unavailable to those who don't have a Bible. The Word of God, the Bible, is true and perfect and full of wisdom to live this life. And he gave that to us freely also. He supplied everything we need to live the Christian life. And he implants his Holy Spirit in everyone who believes, so that we have power to do the things we need to do through his Spirit. And those who believe are called the church. So, Lord, thank you for the church who brings everlasting love, not only into our lives, but into every life we touch when we live in that peace and love. Everlasting love, truth, and fellowship with God is an everyday part of the believer's life. So what does that mean to you? Well, to everyone who believes, it's a wonderful place to live our lives. It's a wonderful way to be. But to those who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord, it can be a scary place, and it is a scary place, because they will not receive the gifts that he offers. So what is my counsel, my recommendation to you? It's simple. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you can't believe at this moment, pray that you can believe. And he will be faithful to change your heart in that request. He is a loving God and desires to bless you. So even of those who don't believe, they can believe simply by asking him to touch their lives. He did it for me. I was a piece of work. He touched my life and changed me and gave me a completely new life. He opened my eyes to the truth of himself. He gave me his word that I can increase that knowledge and that I can even share it with others and give them the good news that was given to me. That Jesus Christ died on that cross for you, every one of you. Those who believe, and those who don't believe now, but will come to know him at some point and give them their lives. But it's not something that can be trifled with. I would not trifle with that if I were you. Because if you don't do that and you were to come to the point where your life ends, he is not going to welcome you into heaven. You've heard the word segregation. There'll be a segregation then. But it will be of a spiritual nature. Those who do not believe, those who have not accepted Jesus Christ will not be a part of his loving kingdom. So I would pray for that ability to understand and accept him for who he is. The Lord God, Savior. Someone who has given his life, he gave his life for you. Something that is not to be denied. Yes, he's given us family. He's given us friends. He's given us this great country. But rather, to be a believer in the furthest outmost regions of this world and believe than to live apart from him here. Did that come out right? I think it did. But anyway, believe on him, for he is truly our salvation. He is truly our hope for the future. All that he has done has made our hope concrete. Praise the name of Jesus. Truly, praise the name of Jesus and what he was willing to do for us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. How truly rich I am. You know? You don't have the biggest car. You don't have the biggest house. You don't have any. If you've got Jesus, you've got it all. You've got what's important. Trust your life to him. Thank you, Jesus, for all you mean to me. Thank you, Jesus. Most of all, thank you, Jesus, for your son, who was willing to go to the cross, who flooded my life and my soul with his spirit, giving me a light and an insight into life I never had. You changed me, Lord, at that moment and completed me. I'm ready to die. Don't want to die, but I'm ready to die. Because what he accomplished on that cross, he accomplished for then, for now, and forever. We are truly safe in him. So most of all, when you think of the word Thanksgiving in this day that we celebrate each year, think about the perfection of Jesus Christ. Think about what he did for us. Be thankful to God in heaven for sending his son, a willing sacrifice, to give us victory over death. How great a God do we have? Life eternal through Jesus Christ. All confirmed in his word. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. A simple, short statement of truth telling us what we've got in Jesus. Praise the Lord. All things are confirmed. Your eternal goodness to me and to your church through the love of Jesus Christ is proved daily. Thank you, Jesus. If you haven't accepted him yet, find a place to be alone with God and ask him to put Jesus in your heart. It's the most important thing you'll ever do. Think of it. He poured out his life on that cross for you. And all he asks is that we acknowledge him for what he did and who he is. Thank you, Lord, for continually proving who you are and giving us all that we need for an eternal future. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.